the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. Greater works you will yet do. So what is your case? Barrenness. Blindness. Deafness. You can't speak. Cancer. Corona. Epilepsy. What is the case that Jesus has not done before? He parted the sea, like parted it. Walls came down through a shout. Elizabeth conceived. At what age? Sarah. So what is the case? If you are confused, go back to the scripture. There is nothing impossible for God. And if he has done it before, oh, he will do even much more. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. So the things you've heard before, they are mighty, but he's still telling you that there is more. You have done it before, you will do it again. Your name is Jesus. You see, it's with this understanding that the trees worship him, the ocean worship him. They have seen his hand. So even when man refused to worship him, they can't keep quiet. The sun, the moon, the stars, the cloud, they talk about his goodness. The rainbow, he's still keeping his promise till tomorrow. So why will he fail you? Tell me why he will fail you. Heaven and earth adore you, because you are matchless in all your ways. Your word is yes and amen. Lord, you are so reliable. That is why I make bold to say, there is nothing you cannot do. Nothing is too hard for you. Yesterday, today, Lord, and forever you stay. Beginning and the end. You are the God of angel armies. All power belongs to you and all the heavens and all the earth. With you there is no equal. Who can compare with this God? Beginning and the end. The God of angel armies. Who can battle with the Lord? All power belongs to you. That is why you reign forever. So we lift our voice and say, if it did it before,
we will do it again.
His name is
Jesus.
Yeah.
The very great God.
If it did it before, he will do it again.
If it did it before, he will do it again.
Your name.
The very great God.
If you did it before, you will. Abednego? Is it not the God of Daniel? Is it not the God of Abraham? Is it not the God of Isaac? Those are your evidence. So why is he lying to you? That's your evidence. Is it not the God of Sarah? Is it not the God of Elizabeth? Is it not the God of Gideon? Let me teach you some warfare. So this is what you do. When he comes, you tell him, is he not the one? Is it not God that parted the Red Sea? Like, devil, show me your own evidence. You don't have any. Every time the devil came to Jesus, he was what? Rebuked. He doesn't have evidence. His evidence was crushed on the cross. Evidence against you was crushed on the cross. So stop letting him lie to you. Tell him, bring your evidence. I will bring you the blood of Jesus. I will bring you the Holy Ghost. I will bring you tongues. These are my evidence. Jesus gave them to me. They are mine. So the Holy Ghost resides in you. So remind the devil of his doom. That's what you do as a believer. Ooh. You're a very great God. Talon sorrow against you. What do you tell them? Who is speaking against you? What do you tell them? Did I tell you to talk about yourself? No, talk about your God. Talk about your God. There is still an evidence to tomorrow that Lazarus got up. After 3 days, Lazarus did what? Got up. After 4 days, my sister got up. I have evidence. She is still alive, oh, with 5 kids. I have evidence. I don't preach what I don't believe. It is real. Ooh. He has done it before. He will do it again. His name is Jesus. He's a very There is nothing you cannot do. Nothing too hard for you. There is nothing you cannot do. To a place where I've chased this thing so much, and you know what? I give up. You see, it's in that place that you are strong, because when you give up all of you, then Jesus becomes strong on your behalf. There is nothing you cannot do. Sorry for the times we have been linked to all. want to give everyone 1 minute. Wherever you are, just close your eyes and tell God I'm sorry. For every time I've put you in the category of men. I put you in the category of men. When I'm thinking of you like a man who has limitations. When you do not have any limitations. So Lord, we are sorry. We are sorry. We are sorry, Lord. We are sorry, Lord. We are sorry, Lord. Enlarge our capacity. Enlarge our minds to see like you see, to know like you know, to perceive like you perceive. We are sorry for limiting you. We are sorry for putting a lid over you. We are sorry for putting a cover, a restraint on you. We are sorry, Lord. I believe that as we are going to sing this song, there will be a manifestation of the power of God in your life, wherever you are, that your faith will rise and you are going to testify beyond measure to the ability of our God. You will testify beyond measure to the ability of our God. Wherever you are now, thing you have given up on and you say is impossible, bring it before God. Bring it before God. Bring it before God. Bring it before God now. Yes. Narrow it down now. Narrow it down now. Bring it before Jesus. That thing, bring it. Now is the time to table it. You have asked him for mercy for the times you have belittled him. Now he's going to make himself known in your life. I say, bring that thing now. I have seen this God walk in ways that I wasn't expecting. I was done with all my mind could comprehend. And God will come out from a way I was not thinking, I couldn't have thought of. So bring it now. Hey, bring it now before Jesus. Table that matter now, and as we sing this song, you will see, just sing it, and you'll see his hand mighty in your life. Hey, Adabaye Nana Yaniza. There is nothing you cannot do. Nothing too hard for you. There is nothing you cannot do, Jesus. There is nothing. says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs in and they're safe. So I want to talk to you. If you don't know that name now, if you don't know that name, if you don't know that name, I want to invite you to that name now. So wherever you are, if you don't know that name, Jesus, can you just lift your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you. I surrender myself to you. I give my life to you. I've held on to my life for so long. I release myself to you from today. Be Lord and Master over my life. I confess my sins. And I ask that you be merciful. I ask that you be merciful. From today, you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. For in Jesus' name we've prayed. Welcome to the beloved. That's how you start. That's how you start. Welcome to the beloved. That's how you start. And everything we have prayed stays with you.